Siat Shmaya, Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, Parsa Vayikra. A couple weeks holding Mechilish Nisan right now, holding a couple weeks before Pesach. So it's two big yurtzeits of the Shabbos. Two tzaddikim who Baruch Hashem, I don't know how, but I feel like I'm very mekushar to them. I get a lot from them. I feel like, I don't know why, but the yurtzeits of the Oiv Yisrael, who is Rabbi Avram Yeshua Heschel Mi'apta, the Aftaruv. Buried in Mezhbush next to the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, so that's safe for all of Yisrael. And also, it's a year to the Tzvila Tzadik, Rav Tzvi Elimelech Shpira, the first Rebbe of Bluzhev, the Bluzhev Rebbe. Tzvila Tzadik, Tzvila Tzadik, Gematria Perm, maybe that's why I have a Sheikhas to him. But their yurtzeits are Hei Nisan, so covered their yurtzeits, maybe we'll say a quick idea on them to bring us Chizak for Shabbos, Kodesh, and Pesach. Starting with all of Yisrael, parts of Vayikra, he starts, says like this. It says, we know that Vayikra spelled Vav Yud Kuf Resh Aleph, and the Aleph, the end of Vayikra, is a small Aleph. It's called an Aleph Zira. It says, V'sod Aleph Zira de Vayikra hu inyan acher. Dine, Rash is al mevi midrash al kol dibra dibra haisa kriya. V'loshon chiba. It says that kriya is loshon chiba. Loshon shemalachei ha-shareis mishtamshim bo. K'mo shtemar v'kara ze el zev yamar. Ad kan. So he quotes there that what that loshon of kriya, Vayikra, is loshon chiba. L'das, b'mei, v'ada, eifo yisro nachiba b'loshon kriya. How do you know that loshon kriya is shaykh t'chiba? Yishlomar da, targum unkelis, targum al-pasav, kara ze el-zev yamar. So unkelis says in that, kara ze el-zev is in targum, it's u'mekabim dein min dein. That they're mekabel one to the other. And he quotes there, look at the tikkuni zohar, and also the shefatal. He says from there that we see loshon of ayikra is loshon chiba. It's a dear calling. It's when you have a certain love for someone, when you have a certain shaychus to someone, you call to them blush and chiba. So that's the word vayikra. That's from the Oiv Yisrael Schuskelinu. So if you look in the sefer that Siach Sarfei Kodesh, he has a couple of inyanim on Erev Shabbos, and so his first Torah on Erev Shabbos goes like this. He says, quotes the Rebbe Mivorka, Yitzchak Mivorka. The Azor Kadosh al Pasuk v'karas l'Shabbos Oneg, the Zu hi Tosefa Shabbos. So the Zohar says on the Pasuk v'karas l'Shabbos Oneg, that's referring to Tosefa Shabbos. V'heichan Remiza. So yes. So how is that Merame is in v'karas l'Shabbos Oneg? V'amar mishum shenemar v'karas l'Shabbos. Because it says v'karas l'Shabbos. U'lekara la'adam hu be'im she'uman merchok. It says what's lashon of kriya? Kriya is when someone's far from you, you call to them, right? You don't. If someone's standing right next to me, I don't call to them. It's only lashon of kriya is well when someone's far. Aval im omid etzlo mamish lo shayach kriya. But if you're standing right next to me, it's not shayach to the lashon of kriya. Vim haTorah amra v'karas l'Shabbos mashma she'od eino Shabbos. If it says v'karas l'Shabbos, means that Shabbos isn't right next to you yet. It means that it's still on Shabbos. Dim lo kein lo shayach kriya. And if not so, you don't need to write kriya. V'zehu Tosefa Shabbos. He says that's what the Zohar means when it says that that's Tosefa Shabbos. Why? Because Vayikra is when you're calling to someone that's far from you. V'karasa l'Shabbos means that Shabbos is far, so I'm calling it. That's what in Tosefa Shabbos. That even when Shabbos didn't yet start though, but I'm already calling to it. That means that what I do Tosefa Shabbos Kodesh. Right. So that's what the Vorker. That's what he learns out from what the Zohar Kodesh says. So maybe you could say also with the word Vayikra. Is that we know that an Aleph is a remes to the Alufo Shalom. An Aleph is Hashem himself. Is that the Aleph is dafka at the end of the word of Vayikra, and it's Aleph's Ira. Maybe you could say that it's a call of Chiba, but it's also a call of being Rachok. That Hashem's calling us from Rachok, that you're Rachok from me right now. That what the Aleph is small. That means that what? That you don't have such a Sheikhus to the Aleph. You don't have such a Sheikhus to Alufo Shalom. It's that Hashem's calling you to come closer to Him. He's calling you B'derech Chiba. Right, to b'derech ahava to you, to come closer to Hashem. Because we're rachok, that's why the Aleph looks small. But the closer we come, give up, and the Aleph is a big Aleph. Then the Aleph becomes huge. But this whole nekuda starts from Shabbos Kodesh. From Shabbos Kodesh, see, that's the Pesach to getting into Shabbos Kodesh. V'karas l'Shabbos. Dafka from Tosefa Shabbos. When we put in our kochos to Shabbos Kodesh, that's what brings us in. That's why we know the Pasuk says, V'karas l'Shabbos Oneg. So l'Shabbos Oneg, that you're supposed to call Shabbos Oneg. So if you take Gematria l'Shabbos Oneg, is Gematria 861, is Gematria exactly Beis HaMikdash. What's the Sheikhless of l'Shabbos Oneg 861 Beis HaMikdash? It means that on Shabbos Kodesh, we know that we say, in the Gemara on Shabbos, and the Gemara Beitza both quote it, says that Hashem said to Moshe that Matana Tova Yisli Beis Ganazai Ushabbos Shema. He says, I have Matana Tova in my treasure house, and it's called Shabbos. Right? And go and give it to Klal Yisrael. Because what does it mean? That we go into Hashem's treasure house on Shabbos Kodesh. What's Hashem's treasure house? Pashas, like Rav Shimshon Pinkas says, that's the Beis HaMikdash. That on Shabbos Oneg, when we do Shabbos Oneg, when we do Oneg Shabbos, that itself is being in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what? That's coming closer to the Aleph. That the Aleph doesn't look so rachok to us. That's what we come closer. That's what you could say. The Indian is that before Pesach, we have Shabbos HaGadol. Right? Shabbos HaGadol, and that's where the nates of Pesach starts. Right? You see even that Pesach itself has a shaychus to Shabbos. Because you know that in the midst of Sfartam of Sfiris Omer, the Torah says in Vayikrach of Gimel Tesvav, Usfartam Lachem Mimachras HaShabbos. You start counting on the day after Shabbos. Hold on, what does that mean? Day after Shabbos? I thought it's the day after Pesach, right? The day after Pesach, on the second night of Pesach, we start counting. So you see that what Sfarim say, that look, that Pesach is called Shabbos, right? So what's the shaychus of Pesach and Shabbos? So if you look, Baruch Hashem, a nice remez I thought of. So if you look, we say before we get into Pesach Bidrim, we say Karbanos. So we know we say from Ezu Mekaman, and we say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We say 7 Mishnayos, right? So we say in the last one, Habechor vaMeiser vaPesach Kadoshim Kam. So we talk about Bechor, a Meiser, and a Pesach. So it says like this, that HaPesach eino nechal ela balayla, vein nechal ela chatzos, right? The Pesach can only be at night time, and only until chatzos. Vein nechal ela menuyav, only for the people that are associated with you, that are registered with you. Vein nechal ela tali, only if it's roasted. So see, there's four qualifications to eat the Karban Pesach. One, it has to be layla, it has to be chatzos, it has to be lemenuyav, and it has to be tzali. So those are four qualifications. So if you take the gematria of layla, Chatzos, Lemenuyav, and Sali. It's Gematria 861. It's Gematria exactly Le Shabbos Oneg. Exactly Beis HaMikdash. Because you say the Shaychus of this Pesach, that how do we get this, the Karban Pesach, how do we Zochet to have that? It's the Oneg Shabbos, which is also, so Pesach's called Shabbos. The Oneg of Pesach also. Is that when you're eating, you say your mom's in the Beis HaMikdash. But the way we get to that is why? Because we have Shabbos HaGadol before. And that's the starting of the Nes. And that's how we get deeper into it. So that's that Indian there. L'Shabbos Oneg Zmacha Beis HaMikdash. And the four qualifications of Pesach also. The Laila, Chatzos, the Menuyav, and Tzali is also Gematria Beis HaMikdash. That through the Oneg Shabbos is how we get this Or Pesach to come. So now, when you're in the Beis HaMikdash, that means the what? That you have a big Aleph. That the Aleph, now you see the Aleph in its fullness. So you could say that Aleph is spelled Aleph Lamed Pei. So we know that in Gematria, right, so an Aleph is 1, a Lamed is 30, and a peso fit could either be 80, but it's also, it could be 800. So if you take now that when you're in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos Kodesh, you see the Aleph in its fullness, right? So now you have Aleph, Lamed, Pei, 800. So Aleph is 1, Lamed is 30, it's 31. Pei, Rabasi, is 831. 831 is Gematria, exactly Oneg Shabbos. Because this is the Nakuda, that the way you get to see this fullness of the Aleph is dafka through Oneg Shabbos. That's how you get into the Beis HaMikdash. And through that Oneg Shabbos, you're zocha to see the Aleph in its fullness. You're able to see Aluf HaShalom in its fullness. And when you're being mizdabik to the Shechina, when you're mizdabik to the Borei Olam, to the Aleph, that's where all the brachos come from, with the Dveikas to Hashem. Right? So, now if we go to the Tzvila Tzadik, the Baal Hilula, so it goes like this. That first he quotes that Yisparach Shemo Nikra B'Shem Alufo Sholom. That in Bereishis Rabbah it says Hashem is called Alufo Sholom, and it says Kein Berchasa Yisparach Shemo. It's in Parshas Lech Lecha. He Gam Kein Betama Aleph Besor Kasev. It says in Devarim Eicha Yerdof Echad Aleph Asher Al Kein Aleph VeElef Kichada Az LeKinoda. So now he quotes from the Ari HaKadosh. It says VaAkopanim Hadavar Shin Yisparach Husod Aleph VeElef. He says the shorish of all brachos is Aleph Elef. Aleph is 1 and Aleph is 1,000. So the shorish of all brachos is the number 1,001. Shekein habracha atzma hi Aleph pamim kacha al davar hagashmi shizbarach. It's 1,000 times, right? So we know when we think of brachos, what's the ikr bracha? The ikr bracha is right. Likra Shabbos, again, likra Shabbos lechuvenecha kihi mekor bracha. All the brachos come from Shabbos Kodesh itself. So he says like this: Verachti bazar bei Binin Shabbos shu mekor habracha. A Shabbos is the mekor habracha. Habracha itself is gematria av sagma ben, which is all the miluim of havaya, right? Lachain midaikim chachmino zaba lo shonam hatzach the cross of Shabbos. So what Shabbos called, like we quoted before, matana tova. Shabbos called matana tova. Sheva beis ganaz haydaika, like it says in Shabbos yonam beis. He says, so if you take shekain matana tova be beis ganazai, ola gamkein the chushbana the aleph ve aleph. Again, matana tova beis ganazai means I have my good present which is in my treasure house with Shabbos. Matana tova the beis ganazai is gematria exactly 1001, which is the shoresh of all the brachos. So that's the Indian chevra. The Indian is that we have this now. We have this when we're going to Shabbos Kodesh. So all the brachas are in this. So now he said there also, if you take Aleph and Aleph, right, you have two Alephs, Aleph and Aleph. So Aleph is 111. So if you spell Aleph, it's Aleph on Pei, it's 111. Spell Aleph, it's also Aleph on Pei, it's 111. 111 plus 111 is 222, is Gematria Barich, which is all the bracha. That all the brachas in this 1001, which is Matana Tova Beis Ganaza, which comes from Shabbos Kodesh. So B'schus, the Tzadikim, the Oiv Yisrael, the Abderav, the Tzid Tzadik, the Blushva Rav, and all the Tzadikim, Shvizocha, to be making ourselves for Shabbos Kodesh, making ourselves for Pesach, to be Zocha for that time, to malish, be eating the Karm Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash, with that day of the Yom Shkul Shabbos, Kovid Shabbos Kodesh.